what God has in store for us today.
Prayer and Share is coming up soon, and I'm excited to be taking your calls and speaking with you again. Did you know you are an integral part of our support? Beginning March 31st and continuing through April 11th, you will be able to stand with us in prayer and financial support. Please begin to pray how you can help WCNO spread the good news of Jesus through our programs and music. Won't you consider making that call? 772-221-1100.
This is for the busted hearts. This is for the question mark. This is for the outcast soul, lost control, no one knows. Sing it for the can't go back. Sing it for the broken past. Sing it for the just found out. Life is now upside down. If you're looking for hope tonight, raise your hand. If you feel alone, don't understand. And if you're fighting the fight of your life, then stand. And we're gonna make it through this hand in hand. And if we fall, we will fall together. Together. This is for the second chance. This is for the new romance. Sing it for the loved in vain. Overcame, it's not too late. If you're looking for hope tonight, raise your hand. If you're feeling alone and don't understand. If you're fighting in the fight of your life, then stand. We're gonna make it through this hand in hand.
All right, and good morning and welcome to Wednesday Live. We're going to have to jump from that song and get right into our guest that we have with us today. And we are blessed to have Daniel, the gold guy, with us this morning. Daniel, are you able to hear me all right?
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. You're coming through loud and clear. Now, you are somewhere on the other side of the state of Florida, so we're going to want to hear all that you have to say. And I know that you're going to be talking about some things that some of our listeners may be very interested in and others may know nothing about. And so I'm going to have to lean on you to get a lot of education here this morning. But to our family, you are listening to WCNO in Palm City, Florida, and this is Wednesday Live. We come to you every Wednesday at 11 a.m. and run right up to lunchtime. And so we're glad to have you listening today. Now, Daniel, again, I think back how I ended up talking with you. I was trying to find get a hold of someone, and somehow you ended up being on the other end of the phone call. And that was kind of like a God thing.
Yeah, I think you were calling to reach a pastor or something.
I was. So, Daniel, you're Daniel Diaz, and you're called the gold guy. Why?
Well, I'm the executive director of Citizens for Sound Money, which is our 501c4 organization, and I'm also the executive director of our C3 organization called the Sound Money Movement. And the mission for each organization, the C4 is Citizens for Sound Money, is to promote the use of sound money and protect people's rights to do so. And the way that we protect people's rights to use sound money is through legislation and passing laws to get rid of state income tax, which we don't have in Florida, but around the country most people do. State income tax, state capital gains, and state sales tax. Florida, unfortunately, still has a sales tax on gold and silver up to $500. You buy $500 and 1 cent, you don't need to. So our main
Wait a minute. If somebody invests more than $500 at a time in gold or silver, there's no sales tax?
That's correct. It's a very regressive sales tax. It's actually the worst sales tax in the country, and we're only one of five states that still has a sales tax, and we're the only Republican state. That tells you something.
So that needs to go.
Exactly. And I don't think we're going to get any pushback. Those bill numbers are SB 134, and I forget the House bill number. I can pull that up while we're talking. But we have two different bills.
Okay.
There's a bill to repeal the sales tax, which from leadership, there is no pushback. And then there's our main bills, which also gets rid of sales tax, which is, I think, why they are giving it a hearing first, because I think they assume that if we get the main bill through, we don't need to do the repealer bill. But the repealer bill is there just in case the main bill, which makes gold and silver legal tender and gets rid of all taxation, doesn't go through. So it's like a safety net for getting rid of the sales tax. So I think for sure 100% we're getting rid of sales tax in Florida. And then the legal tender bill, I'm feeling very confident. And then our just quickly on our 501c3, the Sound Money Movement, it's our education foundation, and what our mission is to educate people of all generations on the necessity for sound money for a free society and an economy to exist. And we also provide financial literacy. We're literally in the process of finalizing our first course. It'll be a first course on financial literacy and sound money principles, teaching people how to protect their assets and save and so forth. So we're a single issue organization. Gold and silver and saving people from the theft of government spending and printing of currency. And that's what we've been doing for 2 years in Florida and across the country. We've been working with multiple organizations. Last year, we had 27 states file some form of sound money legislation. Seven states passed legislation, and only one made it legal tender. That was Louisiana. This year, 22 states have filed some form of sound money legislation. Of those 22 states, 16 are trying to make it legal tender. Of those 16, only 14 remain because one of them failed and the other one passed. So Idaho passed, that's going to the governor's desk, and then Montana, that legislation failed. But there's 14 more states of those 22 that are trying to get gold and silver as legal tender and get rid of all tax liability. And Florida is one of them and one of the biggest states to do so.
Wow. So what does that mean if gold and silver is legal tender in the state? What does that actually mean for me as a guy that grew up down here with no gold or silver in my pocket? I mean, what does that actually mean?
Well, first, gold and silver in and of itself, whether it's legal tender or not, is real money. The thing that you have in your pocket in your bank account isn't. That's called currency. And for your audience, what do I mean? What's the difference between currency and money? There's three characteristics most economists and people agree that defines money. The first is that it's a medium of exchange, meaning you can use anything as a medium of exchange. That's not special. You can use towels, you can use napkins, dogs, whatever. You can use anything for a medium of exchange. The second is a unit of account. 500 cattle, 100 pennies to a dollar, pretty much anything is also a unit of account. What differentiates currency and money is a store of value. Gold and silver, for thousands of years, have never lost value. It has always maintained your purchasing power. And here's an example that I use when I testify in committee. In 1910, with $20, I could redeem from the bank an ounce of gold. And what could I buy back then with a $20 bill? Well, if I wanted to, I could buy a tuxedo, a top hat, pocket watch, shoes, flowers, chocolates, and pay for a nice dinner.
On 20.
Today, right, back then, with $20.
Okay, say that one more time. This is 1910, a $20 bill backed up by gold, 1 ounce of gold, could buy what?
A top hat, tuxedo, pocket watch, shirt, shoes, chocolates, flowers, and a nice dinner with my date.
Wow. Okay.
Today, what can $20 get you today? Maybe a happy meal with a side.
Yeah, there you go.
Hey, you're going to mess this up. I'm not too happy about that. Okay.
What can an ounce of gold get you today? Today, an ounce of gold is around $3,040. Well, today, with that same ounce of gold that I could have redeemed for $20, if I wanted to, I could buy a top hat, tuxedo, pocket watch, shirt, chocolate, flowers, and a nice dinner with my date. Because gold and silver is money. Currency is not. And why does the dollar lose value? It's simple supply and demand. The government keeps spending more than we take it in taxation, so they have to borrow and create more currency. If you make more of something, the value goes down. Since we got off the gold standard in 1971, the dollar has lost 98% of its value. And here's a sad statistic, and it breaks my heart when I travel the country and I meet Americans who are struggling. 78% of Americans today live paycheck to paycheck and don't have $1,000 to their name. That means when you walk into a room of 100 people, on average, 80 are broke. And that's because the government has been printing currency into oblivion and stealing the wealth of the people. For your audience, the whole global economic system that exists today was a brainchild of an economist called John Maynard Keynes. And I'm paraphrasing what he said. But in relation to getting off the gold standard and having central banks like the Federal Reserve and the central banks across the world printing currency versus being on the gold standard, he basically said not one in a million men will detect the theft of the government by printing currency. That's a paraphrase, but the quote is a lot worse. He later on quotes Lenin and a few other admirers of his. But they have been printing money and they've been stealing the taxpayers. Because when they want to fund the war, instead of taking taxes from us, which was necessary on a gold and silver standard, right? If we wanted to go to war as a country, they had to issue war bonds, and then we as a people would choose to pay the war bonds to fund that war. Today, they don't do that. They steal our wealth, fund the war, and an underhanded way by printing that currency and then using it, and as that money trickles down through the military defense or wherever they spend it and it comes into the people, that's where inflation comes. And when you have more something, we're like, the free markets are very efficient. They're going to say, oh, there's a lot, people have a lot more currency, let me raise prices. And that's why prices go up. It isn't the companies that are greedy, it isn't CEOs, it's the government printing currency. And that is why so many people are broke. The wealth disparity gap has grown from there was no real wealth disparity. You had the rich, the medium, the middle class, which was huge, and the poor, which was small. Now it's the other way around. The rich is small. There really isn't a middle class anymore because the middle class and the poor are almost synonymous because 78% of people don't have $1,000 to their name today. And that's a real statistic. So what does this do? By making gold and silver legal tender, one, it protects you by using gold and silver to pay for day-to-day transactions. Today in Florida, if you use gold and silver to pay for something, you're not protected under the commerce laws. Meaning, if let's say you had some type of barter arrangement and the other person reneges on that agreement in contract or even just steals it outright, you cannot take him to court for grand theft. Or you can't prosecute because there are no protections, or if there are, there are very few protections in Florida for bartering. So making gold and silver legal tender protects you, and it also creates a confidence amongst the people when the government says they're going to they're making something legal tender, and eventually they're going to accept for the payment of taxes and debts. The simplest reason why legal tender will affect you is you can pay your taxes in gold and silver. But the state of Florida is not ready for that. Unless something happens in the next six committees. Today is the first of six committees that we got to get a hearing. If they make an amendment, the bill can be a very different bill than it is today. Now, if the state just changes their mind and wants to take gold and silver, then you start paying your taxes in gold and silver. That's typically what legal tender is. But in Florida, making it legal tender also allows protections and also builds confidence. So I know I spoke a lot. I was trying to give a little bit of background on why this is important and what's been happening in America because we are no longer on a sound money system and no longer on a sound economic system. But you answered a question, and I wanted to answer it fully. I wanted to answer it fully.
I do appreciate that, and you said a lot that I'm sure a lot of people are just thinking about that out of 100 people in the room, 80 of those people, did you say, do not have $1,000 just sitting in their pocket that they could spend for whatever?
That's correct. And I read that article, and maybe a week or two later, I went to a local sports bar that I frequent for chicken wings, and I realized at that point, I was the only person in that room that wasn't living paycheck to paycheck. There was maybe 15 or 20 other people in that room, and I couldn't believe it. And I'm like, wow, that means every single time I go in somewhere, at least 80% of the people don't have they're living paycheck to paycheck and don't have $1,000 to their name. And that is a sad state of affairs in America, and that is because we got off a real sound money standard that kept the government in check. You can't print gold and silver into oblivion. It forces the government to balance its budget, because if they don't have enough money or gold and silver in their vaults, they can't spend. They got off the gold and silver standard because they wanted to go... war is always the reason why countries get off the gold and silver standard. We got off it temporarily during the Civil War, and we got back onto it. War is always the reason that countries get off of the gold and silver standard. And that's why libertarians are so for sound money and against war. War is horrible. All war is death and inhumanity. And, you know, I'm pretty sure God doesn't like war either, right?
Yeah.
There were situations in the Old Testament that's different. But God is a God of peace.
Well, Daniel, how can people get a hold of you and kind of follow and track what's going on? I mean, you've provided me with some notes. So I actually have here HB 6019, state attacks, state estate tax, that addresses this repealing, the state estate tax, and references. And also the SB 132, the legal tender bill, and then SB 134, sales tax exemption of bullion. So these are things that are going on right now, today, in our capital, right, in the state of Florida.
Yes, and it's HB 999.
HB 999. Okay, what is that?
That's the legal tender version on the House side.
So okay.
In Florida, the way the legislature works, it's not every state is different. In Florida, to get a bill through, you need to have a bill on the House and the Senate side. A lot of states, okay, you only need a bill on one side. You get it through, let's say, the House, and then that bill goes to the Senate, and it goes to the Senate. Not in Florida. In Florida, if you want to get something through, you need identical bills or similar bills to go through. Once it passes the House and the Senate, they decide which version of the bill they want. They kill one and they accept the other. So that's why we have six committees. So HB 999 is the House version of SB 132.
Okay, gotcha. So today, the goal with these bills is to get rid of sales tax on the purchase or sale of gold and silver. Is that correct?
And to make it legal tender.
Okay. Now, how can people find out or get a hold of you by webpage, or how would they do that if they're interested in finding out more about this and they would like to be a part of this movement?
Absolutely. Keep updates on our Twitter handle or X handle. It's the number 4, Sound Money, for Sound Money. That is where our most up-to-date information is posted. And then we follow up with blog posts on our website. So on our website, we actually have a Take Action Alert blog post with all the phone numbers and emails of the legislators in the first committee. What I'm going to ask your listeners is, if you go to our Twitter handle, which right now it's posted, the same list with all the phone numbers and emails, and our website. Please go to that. Go to the website, citizens4soundmoney.org. citizens4soundmoney.org. Go to the latest blog post, and we have all the numbers and emails of every member of the insurance and banking subcommittee in the House. We need you to make phone calls. we need to let the legislature know that the people in Florida want sound money, want fiscal responsibility, and a means to be able to protect themselves from the irresponsibility of spending and printing a currency by the federal government.
I'm writing all that down. Again, we have citizens and the number four, soundmoney.org, right?
Correct.
Okay, yes. Or else to Twitter, number four, Sound Money.
Yes.
Excellent, excellent. Well, Daniel, we're going to want to keep you in the loop here with us at WCNO because I know a lot of our listeners are interested in understanding what's happening and how they can be better stewards of what God has given them. In light of what's going on right now with looking to reduce debt and clean up a lot of these budgets and get rid of all of this reckless spending and so many things that are going on, how does that tie in with sound money? How does what we see happening in our government today, how does it tie together? Is there any link at all? Do you see any hope for us as a nation in regards to accountability and truth?
Yeah, if we were on a gold and silver standard, we would never be in the situation that we're in now. The irresponsible spending of Congress, the corruption of USAID, everything that's happening, the $37 trillion in debt, the fact that we are at 130% debt-to-GDP ratio wouldn't exist if we were on a gold and silver standard still. The reason we got off the gold and silver standard was because we started the Vietnam War. And we needed to spend more currency, and Nixon took us off. Kissinger told Nixon that we needed to get off the gold and silver standard for war. The rest of the world realized we were printing more currency than there was gold. They realized we can't trust government with the printing of the currency when it was backed by gold. So that's part of the reason why we're having private-public partnerships with private institutions that have an incentive not to break the law because they don't want to go to jail forever to store the gold and silver. And not really have the government, the federal government, do that. So that's why we're going state by state by state. And if the states start using gold and silver and start saving the people's taxpayer money in gold and silver, then it will protect against the irresponsibility in federal deficit spending at in the congressional level. Doge wouldn't exist if we're on a gold and silver standard. Most of the problems with our healthcare system, the prices of healthcare, income, right? The fact of the matter is, today most people can't survive on one single income. Single men and women have to have roommates to live in a condo. If we were on a gold and silver standard, still, one income could provide not just for a full family, but you could still save. Inflation is theft. In my opinion, the dollar is theft. It literally represents the debt created by the Treasury, and the Federal Reserve prints these dollars as a representation of the U.S. debt. So literally, every single dollar in existence is a debt note, and it's theft. Just like your credit card, it's stealing money from you in the future with interest rates, interest payments. That's what the federal deficit is. Every single piece of currency that exists, it's tied to some interest rate that the U.S. Treasury owes to the bondholders. Look, God is a God of just weights and measures, and there is nothing more unjust than fiat currency. Fiat currency is currency not backed by anything. And it breaks my heart to see so many people around the world struggling, especially in our home country and especially in our home state, where 8 out of 10 Americans and Floridians are broke. Because of the theft of the federal government by printing irresponsibly. I don't think they're doing it on purpose, but most congressional people in Congress have no idea about economics. They don't understand how economics works. There are a few, Mike Haridopoulos, Byron Donalds, they're very smart, they're in finance, they understand economics. But a majority of Congress, they have no idea. So they're just printing because that's what leadership tells them to do. So to answer your question, if we were on gold and silver, we would be way better off, and there would not be 78% of Americans living paycheck to paycheck.
So we're living paycheck to paycheck, but you made an important point, and that to me is that the family has suffered tremendously because not only are we paycheck to paycheck, many people are working more than one job, and if it is an actual family, we may have the husband and wife working at least one or more jobs, and we're still not able to actually have any resources. And so what you're saying is if we go back to our foundation, we restore a standard of accountability, this would restore strength back to our families. And what a difference that would make if we didn't have to be working two and three jobs along with our spouse just to try to make ends meet and still be broke.
Yeah. I don't know, and I don't know very many people that do not have some type of side hustle. They have their full-time job, maybe a second job, and on top of that second job, they have a side hustle, selling something on Facebook Marketplace, eBay, whatever. I do the side hustle for fun. I like selling gold and silver. I don't need to sell gold and silver. I have a salary and a savings that I'm taking care of. But for me, sharing real money with people, getting them out of fiat, to me, it's a mission. And all I do with the profits from that is buy more gold and silver so I can provide more gold and silver to people. But most people have to have a side hustle, have to have a second job because of this. And families, it's destroying families. Both parents are out working. Nannies or daycare or school, sports, extracurricular activities are taking care and raising the kids. Getting off gold and silver has destroyed the nuclear family as well. There's a bunch of other things that we can get into philosophically and when it comes to worldview and everything. But money is foundational. Money is, bartering is money, right? It goes all the way back to the dawn of civilization. And it's mentioned in scripture. Gold and silver, we're refined by fire to be, you know, pure gold and silver. And God talks about it in the Old and New Testament. Jesus talks about it. It's also, you can also be used for bad, right? The love of money is the root of all kinds of evil. So let's not forget that. But that's a motivation tied to it, or a love tied to it. If we use it as it's supposed to be used to benefit all of humanity, benefit our family, to worship God, you know, giving to Caesar what is Caesar's and giving to God what is God's, I mean, God wants just weight and measures. He hates when they mix gold and silver with other metals. It's unjust. Fiat currency is no different. And there's a reason why I think there's been a moral decay across the world as well, because I think this idea that the money's being printed and now we have to move away from staying at home and taking care of the family and raising the family, when you destroy the nuclear family, all kinds of things creep in and can destroy the moral fabric of a society. And if we fix the money, this is a thing in the Bitcoin community and the gold. You fix the money, you fix the world. You fix the money, you will fix the world. And you fix that, the nuclear family will come back together, because then you have one income and you can have a whole family together, the wife or the husband or whatever, taking care of the whole family and spending more time together. We need to get back to that.
Okay, we have like 2 minutes left, Daniel, and I'm going to have to bring you back in because we've got to keep this before the people and stay on track with it. But how does Bitcoin tie in with this, and how does accountability and the standard, the gold standard, work with Bitcoin, or is Bitcoin just a distraction and another means by which the government can manipulate? Where are we going with this?
Bitcoin, the way I would say it is, gold and silver is a central monetary unit of which all other assets measure itself, including Bitcoin, including real estate, including stocks. What do I mean by that? You take 1 ounce of gold and 1 ounce of silver and do a ratio comparison of any other asset you can think of, whether it's a bond, stock, real estate, Bitcoin, Ethereum, and you extrapolate out that ratio. And there's something called wealth cycling. What you do is when that ratio is too high, meaning that the stock or the cryptocurrency or the real estate is too high over that say 50 to 100 year period, and it reaches that top part of the ratio, you sell that asset and you put it into gold and silver. When that ratio goes down and it gets near the bottom of the ratio, meaning that it's oversold compared to gold and silver, you sell your gold and silver and you put it into that asset. That's called wealth cycling. It is the greatest way to protect and grow your wealth. During turbulent times when everything's crashing like now, you have it in a safe haven like gold and silver. Until you wait for those assets to get to a price where you can put it in and you multiply your wealth. Everything else, except for gold and silver, is a wealth-generating asset. Gold and silver is your money.
Daniel, we're basically out of time, but will you come back on with me soon? We'll get something scheduled. I want to know where these bills go, and we want to keep our listeners abreast of what's taking place.
Yeah, so it's going to I'll tell you, it's going to be weekly because we have six committees. We have 5 weeks left. That means we got to get through every committee within the next 5 weeks and through the House and the Senate. So you might have me on every week.
Well, I'll try to find a spot for that. We may have to go with 10-minute updates, but this is important. Daniel, thank you so much for what you're doing, and I do believe it's very important today that you would join us, share with us what's going on, and one more time, give the webpage and access information for our listeners.
Absolutely. All right, on Twitter, it's at the number 4 Sound Money, at 4 Sound Money, and our website is citizens4soundmoney.org. citizens4soundmoney.org. And if you're hearing my voice, please call every single representative from the Insurance and Banking Subcommittee and let them know you want them to make gold and silver and legal tender once again.
Thank you, Daniel. God bless you, and pray that God restores the foundations in our nation, and this is certainly one of them.
Amen. Thank you.
God bless. Goodbye.
God bless. Bye.
Surrounds me, astounding me. Your kindness has come, bringing sweet repentance, forgiveness. Forgiveness. Oh, how I love you, Lord, my God. Your mercy has quickly won my heart. Your love and your faithfulness surround me every day. Oh Lord, I love your ways. Your presence has come, overwhelming joy is. Your glory shines down. I am changed forever, forever. Mercy has quickly won my heart. Your love and your faithfulness surrounds me every day. Oh Lord.
right, we're going to have to cut that next song that was trying to jump in there and get right back because we have to continue. You are listening to Wednesday Live, and so glad you're a part of this great ministry right here at WCNO in Palm City, Florida. And, of course, we're coming to you up and down the east coast of Florida, reaching down into, I know we have some listeners down around Miami and Lauderdale and Boca, all up through the south, up into the north, into Melbourne, and over around Lake Okeechobee. I still haven't had a bass fisherman call in yet and say, I'm out here, it's a great day fishing on the lake, and give me a call. But you can.
That's because if they did that, they'd scare away the fish.
They would scare the fish
so,
away.
Yeah, you
can. Oh, maybe so. But I know the radio's playing from so many different places. And even over in the Bahama Islands, you're listening in today. So we're so glad to have you as a part of our family. We are going to jump to a different topic. We were really talking about gold and the gold standard and how really war has just decimated our country and stolen from us and caused us to be a bankrupt nation. When you think out of 100 people, 80 people are basically broke in any gathering of a crowd. That tells us how far we have fallen. And of course, we can track a lot of that right back to biblical truth. And as our nation has drifted, it's given place to the enemy to bring destruction into our land. So great to have Daniel with us earlier. We are now going to welcome Amy Thompson. Amy, welcome. Great to have you with us today. And I know that you have some exciting things to share.
Jonathan, it's a privilege and an honor to be here. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, when we talk about hope, you know, faith is the substance of things hoped for. And if you have faith going on inside of your life, that means you have some hope going on in there. And we're talking about what God's wanting to do and what God is doing. So, Amy, we've got to talk about Hope Fest Florida. What is that all about?
Oh, I'm so glad you asked. It's one of my favorite topics this time of year. Hope Fest Florida, we started last year. It's an extension of what Mondo Matthews from Ekbalo dreamed of in 2018. He had this dream from the Lord of mega stadiums across the world on the same day, worshiping the King of Kings in unity, in unison, and the Spirit of God pouring himself out. So we jumped in last year. Of course, my faith was pretty small.
Your starting faith.
Yes, this is the starting faith. You got to start somewhere. I said, Lord, we want in on this. I see what you're doing in Asbury. I see what you've done at Lee College, at Texas A&M, at University of Florida, and universities and all over Southern California.
Right.
The Lord is pouring his Spirit out in America.
Revival is happening.
And I said, Lord, how can we get in on this? And he said, Amy, I'm going to remind you that the secrets to the new are found in the old. And we'll get to that in a moment. And
wow.
So I said, okay, Lord, let's jump in. And so we jumped in with Tandem with Mondo Matthews in Hope, California. And on March 23rd, we had six different stadiums in California, one in Oregon and two in Mexicali. And then we over here in Florida, together, we sandwiched America in the glory of the risen King. And it was glorious. And it was something really profound in the heavenlies. And of course, my faith was small. I thought we'd start in our living room. But the Lord said, Amy, your faith is small. I have a different plan. I want you to bring Jesus to the people who need me, because those people aren't coming into churches anymore. And I want you to go out to the high school football field at Boca Raton High and get that stadium and go out big in big faith and expect me to show up. And Jonathan, the Lord showed up before the event even started. There was rain projected, you know, for weeks in advance. And the rain did happen all through setup. And right at 4 o'clock, right at go time, we got together and we said, okay, there's another rain band that's supposed to come through right at start time. So let's pray. And so we went ahead and blessed Pompano with that rain squall. Sent it on down the line to Pompano. Bless them with some more rain. And the skies opened up and it was a glorious day. And the Lord really did pour himself out. There were healings that began before the event even started. There were deliverances and freedom that happened before the event even started. Some of the other testimonies are so incredible. The Lord was pouring himself out during worship, sovereignly setting free many who were bound and oppressed in darkness. Mm. And deliverance was happening, and it was easy because the Spirit of the Lord was there.
Amen.
So wow. many young people worshiping the Lord. Mm. And it was a glorious time, and the Lord really did pour himself out. People came to salvation. People rededicated their lives. We had baptisms in water and Holy
wow.
Spirit
mm.
right there on the football field. It truly was a festival, but not like a food truck festival. It was really the bread of life was there. Mm. And he was pouring himself out, and he was so tangible. We have a pastor there, Pastor Abraham, and he's going to share his testimony at this event on April 5th. And he was so radically encountered by God, we had to roll him over to get the speaker cables out from under him so the tech guys could move on off the field at 9:30.
Awesome.
And he's so incredibly touched by God. He said his testimony is that he got up in the power of the Holy Spirit and began ministering in Fort Lauderdale like he never had before.
Mm.
In fact, part of that testimony is an older woman dropped dead in the middle of his worship service. And what I love about this testimony is that the audience, his congregants, didn't just say, oh, isn't that glorious, Sister so-and-so went on to be with the Lord
yes.
during worship. They said, oh, no. They started rebuking that spirit of death.
Mm.
And before the paramedics even arrived, she was brought back to life
wow.
in the name
wow.
of Jesus.
Mm.
And
wow.
that is exciting. This is truly the full gospel of Jesus Christ. When we can see bodies are healed, mm. Premature mm-hmm. death is put away, and blind eyes see, and mm. that is happening. The Lord is pouring mm. himself out.
Okay, so what's the date? Again, where is it, and how can people get more information? And we'll continue with some other discussion in just a moment, but let's make sure we get the word out.
Amen. April 5th, 4 p.m., at the Boca Raton Community High School football field.
It's a one-day event.
It is a one-day event.
Okay.
But this is in response to a movement that the Lord is doing. So last year when we had our event, we continued the momentum with other worship nights and other evangelistic opportunities at colleges and shopping centers all around.
After the event?
After the event.
What's happening before the event? Do you have preparation and prayer gatherings? And what's going on before the event?
Yes, we've had our prayer rallies. We've had our evangelism training on February 22nd. It was really
okay.
awesome. And because seven people came with need in their bodies,
mm.
and seven people walked away healed by oh, the grace
yeah.
of God.
Wow.
And
awesome.
And freedom was restored. And so we're doing many things. It's not just a one-time event, and then we go away and wait until next year. We are gaining momentum, and we are gathering evangelists to get out into the high schools, into the colleges, and into the shopping plazas and malls, and out on the beaches, and we're getting Jesus out to the people.
Awesome. So someone's listening today, and they're hearing what's going on. God's touching their hearts. What can they expect? What could I expect? I'm coming. It's my first time. Who are you people? You know,
right.
who are these people?
Yeah.
And who is invited? Who should come?
Everybody is welcome and invited.
So it's not a denominational thing.
It's not.
It's not, you know, one guy trying to push his agenda. This is all about.
This is all about Jesus.
That's hallelujah.
So we're inviting everyone, especially those who are lost, broken,
yeah.
and hopeless, and dying to hear the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. If you have a prodigal in your family, or if you know of somebody who needs salvation, bring them. Bring those who are hurting and dying to hear about Jesus. He's our only hope. And so everyone is welcome, and we invite you to bring as many as possible. You can find out more information at HopeFest Florida. Florida is all spelled out, .com, HopeFestFlorida.com. You can register for free under the events tab. You can bring as many people as you like. What you can expect is, in the beginning, a festival type of atmosphere. We've got some recording artists. We've got Sam Yannis from Boca Raton. He's our local favorite. We've got BRB Music from West Palm. And we have Venice. He's an international recording artist. So it's going to be an uplifting fun, enjoyable first half. In between sets, we'll be sharing testimony. Ingrid Ford is going to share testimony about the miracles that it's happening on the governmental realm.
Awesome.
And Don't Mess With Our Kids is going to show up and present about their mission and gain more traction in South Florida. There's going to be a march in Miami in May that Don't Mess With Our Kids is leading.
Excellent.
And so the body of Christ is really gathering. And then we're going to have worship, and that's when the Lord is going to start pouring himself out in real ways. And he's going to start before the event. He's already showed us that is his mission. This is his movement. This is his not only event, it's a crusade, but it's going to continue in momentum. So the international recording artists are going to play their testimonies in between. We'll have a worship set, and the Holy Spirit is really going to pour himself out. Then we have Reverend Sean Smith of Sean and Krista Smith Ministries. We're super excited to have him. He's an on-fire evangelist for Jesus Christ. He's super anointed in evangelism and in deliverance, which is glorious. I've seen him in action, and it's incredible. I've never seen anybody quite like him. And then we'll have more worship, and the Lord is going to just continue to pour himself out. Then we have Pastor Kevin Vandermeiden of JesusEncounter.us, and he was radically and sovereignly healed of ALS. That's Lou Gehrig's disease, which, as you know, is 100% terminal,
right?
100% of the time. But the Lord had different plans for his life, and the Lord sovereignly healed him. Nobody even laid hands on him. But he went to a healing service with Dr. Randy Clark, and through words of knowledge, several words of knowledge, he finally stood up and received a prayer from across the room. And the Lord healed him immediately on the spot from ALS. It had deteriorated so badly that he had already sold his home. Him, his wife, and five kids had moved in with his in-laws, and he was falling down. He was really struggling in life, and his doctor had given him the long face. It's time to make plans for your funeral. But the Lord had other plans.
Praise
and
God.
Now he travels to Pakistan.
Awesome.
I've been to Colombia twice with him, Brazil, and then he goes to Kenya, and he's on his way to England in just a few days. He carries an unusual anointing and impartation of the Lord, and radical things happen when he speaks and shares the gospel of Jesus.
So this starts around 4 o'clock.
Yes,
so the doors are open, or how early? How early can people start coming in?
People can start coming in, especially if you choose to partner with us, which we invite you to do so. If you're a pastor, a leader, or a business leader in the community in this region, we invite you to go to the website and choose to partner with us. Bring your table at 3 p.m. and let's gather for prayer and watch the Lord show out.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And so inviting other ministries, ministry leaders, this is it's a kingdom event.
Amen.
And how late does this go?
We're going to go until 10 o'clock.
Until 10 o'clock. Okay, so we'll run till 10 o'clock. Now, how many people can get into, I'm not familiar with that school, so what is the, do you have space for people to come? I mean, you're looking for thousands or?
We're looking for thousands.
Thousands, okay, good. You're able to handle, so there's, okay, excellent, excellent, excellent. So what about participation? We have maybe 10 minutes left, and so tell us, how can people, what do you need? How can people be a significant part of this event?
We just invite you to join us in prayer, and in accordance with Joel chapters 1 and 2, that the Lord would pour out his spirit of repentance across the land, that we as the kingdom of priests that God has ordained for us, we begin to follow the instructions, because we don't have to recreate the plans that God has designed to put the draw on his Holy Spirit. He's given us the instructions in the prescription right here in the book of Joel in chapters 1 and 2. We want to jump to the pouring out of the Spirit.
Go ahead.
But really, it's chapter 2, verse 12, Well, we start in chapter 1, verse 13. He says, gird yourselves and lament, you priests. Wail, you who minister before the altar. Now, that's us, because we are a kingdom of priests. Whether you're a preacher or a pastor or leader or not, we are a kingdom of priests. It is time for us to repent on behalf of America, on behalf of the bride, our sleeping beauties gone to sleep in America. It's time for us to lament. Now, over here in chapter 2, verse 13, verse 12, it begins to tell us, you know, weep and mourn before the Lord. There's not a time that King David cried out to the Lord and the Lord didn't respond. So that contrition of heart, that desperation, that Lord, we're broken and we're sunk without you, really draws this the heart of the Father. And he will pour himself out. Mm. And we saw it last year. We see him showing up on the beaches now where we're out evangelizing. The Lord is pouring himself out. Now, drop down chapter 2, verse 15, that blow the trumpet in Zion is an alarm. It's not it's not a victory trumpet. It's an alarm. Now, look, it says consecrate a fast. Call a sacred assembly. Yep. The Lord is calling us to fast and sanctify ourselves, even if it's just a remnant of us. Yep. And then gather in unity. And that will place the draw on the Holy Spirit. So I invite you to pray with us that the Lord will pour himself out in Florida, that Florida will be saved. And so goes Florida, so goes the rest of the nation. Yep. The revival that's happening here will sweep up the coast and inland toward the rest of the country. Now, secondly, we invite you to come, participate, partner with us. Again, go to hopefestflorida.com. Click on that. First, you're going to register as many people as you can bring, and then partner with us. And then lastly, we ask that you donate. Every $5 goes a long way to advancing the kingdom of heaven in our region.
Awesome. That is awesome. Karen, I haven't really given you an opportunity to jump in, but I know this is on your heart.
Yeah, and nothing like being stirred up in the spirit to action.
and just
hearing about last year's, your faith being small, but God really showing up in a big way, because he's going to move even bigger this time.
Yeah,
and it's just so exciting, and I'll definitely be in prayer.
Thank you.
For your ministry and for the event that's going to be taking place.
Thank you.
Dave, You've been talking. We've been talking revival. That not just praying for it to come, but knowing
it's
that revival's calling us to go.
Yes,
absolutely. And my perception, the Lord has shown me as you've been talking and releasing God's truth about what's going on. It's just, it's awesome. It is something I pray many people will come to. But even if they're not able to come, the impact of what God is going to do in this event is huge, you know, and it's not going to be limited regionally. You were talking about, I think what I was hearing you say is seeing that this event inspiring revival throughout the state of Florida. And we've talked about this here on the air several times about our heart for revival and all over, but right here in Florida, especially on the Treasure Coast. So I'm hearing God say, yeah, Dave, you've been praying, I'm going to do it, everybody's been praying.
Yes.
And this is the epicenter, the Hope Fest is the epicenter of God's reviving movement in Florida.
Amen.
I feel that in my spirit.
Amen. Praise God.
So we're talking about Boca High. Is that easily accessible from, people that might want to travel down to Boca from St. Lucie County, Indian River County? Okeechobee, this is a regional event. I believe people can easily come.
Amen. Yeah, Boca High is right off the Glades Road exit. So whether you're coming down the Turnpike or down 95, you're going to take the Glades Road exit, and you'll see Boca High School.
Plenty of parking?
Plenty of parking.
Security?
We have security. We have a police officer.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. Okay. So you're going to have security, and there'll be water, I suppose, this is an outdoor event or indoor?
It's an outdoor event.
Outdoor event. Okay.
Oh, also, please pray for fair weather.
Fair weather. Yeah. Okay. We need definitely need to do all of that. Well, I know Keith Masters, who is a part of our family here, is on air really every week, pretty much. He he must have been involved in some level. I know his heart was really moved to be supportive of this event, and I'm sure there's many others as well. How did this event impact you afterwards? I mean, God put this on your heart. You begin to hear and see the leadership of the Lord giving you guidance and direction. How has this impacted your own personal walk with God?
Wow, that's a great question. I think about the Lord's movement and what is on his heart to do. It's almost 24/7. I just am so wanting to be available for the Lord and so desirous for his presence, and it really wrecked me.
So there's an intensification.
Yes, it wrecked the normal life, mm-hmm. and now has become an extreme passion, and I can hardly think of anything else that I want to do. But
this is really, it's really important to hear you share that, because I know that many times when people hear of revival, they'll say that's what somebody else needs. Mm-hmm. Mm. That, you know, there's people that need to come back to God. There's people that have been out of fellowship for a long time. That's for somebody else. But I believe that revival is something that God has for every believer.
Everyone. Mm-hmm.
And so this passionate stirring in the spirit that inside ignites fresh fire within us and yes. moves us yes. out of maybe some comfort areas or quiet areas and just awakens a whole new level, I would ask you, of faith. Did yes. this stir up fresh faith in you?
Yes.
Did it raise your level
absolutely.
Of faith?
Absolutely. Absolutely. In fact, it really convicted me about discipleship. What discipleship, what does that really mean? Well, a disciple of Christ does what Christ does.
Yes.
A disciple of Christ looks, talks, walks mm-hmm. just like Jesus Christ did and makes more disciples. And I said, am I doing that? Lord, am I doing that? Am I doing that to the capacity that you placed me on this earth to do? Lord, my greatest heartbreak would be that on that great day when I look you in the face, mm-hmm. Father, that you say, pretty good. Mm-hmm. But you left some of the chapters on the table.
Yeah.
Those books that I wrote about you, you left some stuff on the table. God forbid. So, yes, last year really put a fire under me, and I'm all in.
Amen. Mm. Amen. Wow. Well, we definitely want to lift this up in prayer. I want to invite all of you who are listening today to join us in prayer. And, Amy, thank you for driving in to be with us in studio today. Would you just lead us in a prayer of awakening for the body of Christ to just respond and come. And we're not saying come just so there's somebody sitting in a seat, but come with the anointing God's given you. Mm. Come with the gifting God's given you. Come with the vision that God has put in your heart. Come with a desire yes. to see our generation
yes.
change.
Yes.
Come with
yes.
a belief and yes. understanding that God is saying, now is the time. Now is the time. We have this opportunity right now, and this mm-hmm. will include your family. Some of you have family members
yes.
that are not serving God. You
yes.
have family members that will not listen to you. You
yes.
have broken relationships. Some marriages have come apart. Some of you are on the edge of survival because you've been told you're going to die. God is a God of miracles, signs, and wonders, and so I would just challenge you as we go to prayer. Go ahead, Amy.
Father, thank you for this glorious time to meet as a family of God together, Lord Jesus, as a kingdom of priests, Lord. Mm. Would you stir us, Lord?
Thank you,
would
Father.
Would you pour that spirit of repentance and contrition over us, Lord? Lord, would you fill us with the spirit of the fear of you again, God? And the Spirit of the Lord, Lord Jesus, would you just convict our hearts? Would you drive us to our knees, Lord, in repentance, with fasting and weeping, Lord, between the porch and the altar, Lord? Mm-hmm. Would you call us to sanctify? Would you call us to close our doors and sanctify ourselves before
you,
Lord? Would you call us to be holy, Lord Jesus, and be a holy landing place, Lord, mm-hmm. to house your Spirit, Lord? Would you expand our capacity to host you and to house you as your remnant, Lord? Would you unify us in your spirit? Spirit, Lord. We ask you, Lord, to pour your Spirit out in this region, Lord. Mm. We ask that by your Spirit, not only are thousands and thousands of hearts and lives brought to Christ Jesus, conveyed out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light, Lord, but that out of this movement, you raise up your next generations Amen. Of teachers, Amen. Pastors, and Amen. Leaders, and prophets, Amen. And evangelists, Amen. And apostles, Lord. Do your will, Amen. Lord, and teach us what you're doing. Help us see, Lord Jesus. We purchase ISAF from you so we can see what you're doing, Amen. And we can follow the wind of the Spirit, Lord. It's in the name of Christ Jesus.